This is the Do It Scared podcast with Ruth Sukup, episode number 102. On today's Get Ruthed Coaching episode, we're following up with Brooke Van Sickle, the founder of Journey to Kidlit, about what's been happening in the 6 months since she first got Ruthed. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love. This episode is brought to you by Elite Blog Academy, our comprehensive program for starting and growing a successful, profitable, and sustainable online business. The doors for Elite Blog Academy only open to the public once a year and will be opening very soon. To make sure you don't miss your opportunity to enroll this year, be sure to join our waiting list at eliteblogacademy.com. Hey there, guys, and welcome back to the show. As always, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I'm the founder of Living Well, Spending Less and the Living Well Planner, as well as the founder of Elite Blog Academy and the New York Times bestselling author of 6 books, including my newest book, Do It Scared. In today's Get Ruthed Coaching episode, we're following up with EBA student Brooke Van Sickle to find out what's happened since she first got Ruthed 6 months ago. And you guys, let me just tell you, it's amazing. Seriously, you are not even going to believe it. Now, as you may remember from episode 78, Brooke is the founder of Journey to Kidlit, and her business focuses on teaching children's book writers how to write and publish their book ideas. Now, during the course of her session, we discovered that Brooke thought that her biggest problem was that she was not making any money yet, but she was really facing a problem in her business that is actually really, really common for entrepreneurs, and especially entrepreneurs whose fear archetype is rule follower or the procrastinator. And that's imposter syndrome. Basically, she was so worried that she wasn't qualified or that she was going to make a mistake or not do everything perfectly that it was holding her back from everything she most wants to do, which is to generate a full-time income from her business. But the reality is that she did not have to be a traditionally published author in order to be a published author. No one does. Self-publishing has completely leveled the playing field. And while I think a part of her knew that she didn't have to be with a traditional publisher if she wanted to publish a book, another part of her was using that hangup as an excuse. And guys, I get it, because it's something that we all do. We all come up with really good sounding, super legitimate excuses for why we can't get started. But a good excuse is still just an excuse. And we determined that if Brooke really wanted to move forward in her business, she needed to eliminate those excuses and start taking action. So just to recap, these were the 3 biggest action steps that we identified she needed to take right away. First, Brooke needed to publish her books. She was working on building a platform, helping other people get their books published, but she was refusing to do it herself. We decided that she needed to pick 3 of the 13 books she currently had finished and work on immediately publishing them under her own publishing imprint, not worrying about traditionally publishing, just get them out there and get them published. Second, we decided that she needed to start working on her signature program, a program that will lead people through the process of writing and publishing their own kids' book, which is exactly why they're coming to her site in the first place. Her entire site then needed to be focused on driving people into that program. Because she's in a very niched market, Brooke is never going to have a huge audience. And you know what? That is totally okay. She doesn't need to have a huge audience to make a whole lot of money, a full-time income from her platform. She can still do really well. But she does need to have a legitimately marketable product to sell. And it needs to be sold at a much higher price point than the product she is currently thinking about selling. Third, we realized that she needed to increase her on-site conversion rate dramatically. When we talked, only 3 out of every 100 people who were coming to her site, 3%, were actually opting in. And while 3% is not a bad on-site conversion rate for most people for a very generalized website, for a website like Brooks, a very specialized niche site, it needed to be much, much higher. I told her that she should be aiming for at least a 10% conversion rate, which means that she needed to make a lot of changes to her website and needed to test a lot of things to get that number up before she really started focusing on driving her traffic again. So those were all the things that we talked about, and we are going to catch up with Brooke in just a second. But before we do, I want to let you know that you can get all the show notes for this episode, along with all the links to everything we're going to be talking about, by visiting doitscared.com/episode102. Once again, that's doitscared.com/episode102. Also, if you too have a blog or an online business, or you're thinking about starting one, be sure to grab your free copy of my best-selling book, How to Blog for Profit Without Selling Your Soul. It has been completely updated for 2020, and my goal is to get it into as many people's hands as possible, which is why, for a limited time, I am giving it away for free. All you have to do is pay the shipping. So to grab it, just go to eliteblogacademy.com/book. Okay, guys, without further ado, let's find out what Brooke has been up to. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. I'm so excited to catch up and find out what's been happening with your business and all of the things. So don't leave me in suspense. What's going on?
There's so much happening. So I'm not sure when this is going to air, but yesterday was the official book launch for my first book.
Ah, finally!
How does it feel? Oh, it's so amazing. It took me a long time, over 4 months, to finally be like, this is happening. I'm actually going to be an author. I was still kind of poo-pooing it. And now that it's here, I'm like, no, it's real. This is my book.
Oh, that's so amazing. Congratulations. What's the title?
Called Pirates Stuck at Sea. It's an alphabet book.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So what age is it for?
It's for pre-K through second grade.
Okay.
And then I have a teacher's guide and a couple of worksheets for people too, so they can use it.
Awesome.
We're doing March Madness, because I couldn't think of a more creative word. it's a school kickoff, so I'm going to 20 schools next month.
Wow, that's so exciting. Oh my gosh. So you're not even like going halfway with this launch. You're like, no. I'm doing it. So yeah. Are you then going to be blogging and sharing with your readers what you're doing to promote this book?
Yes. So I did a What's It Actually Cost to Publish a Book already. And then I've been keeping them up. We did the launch team together. So I was teaching them that. And then we're going to be moving into my main course, How to Write a Kid's Book. That'll be launching probably in May.
That's exciting. Yes. So you've been doing that all at the same time. So while you've been getting ready to publish your own book, you're also getting your course ready.
Yes.
Correct. Awesome. Yes. I love it.
Yes. And I've been very thankful for all these Get Ruthed episodes because they extra things. So I've upped my email game and I've actually started selling products in advance to my list. So I feel like I'm getting warmed up. They're going to be
perfect. Yes. Perfect. So what are you selling to your list right now?
So I have a writer's notebook. It's a place to keep all your stuff and get organized, kind of like a planner, but more like a workbook. And then I have a Twitter pitch party course that I have. I have a couple of extra smaller courses, and then I'm working on building out like a picture book course and things like that.
So a lot of little things.
Yeah, they're all little. That's the key.
Like how little?
Like
those don't sound super little.
They're 11 pages or more, so they're not like little in content, but like cost wise, they're little.
They're like tripwire type things.
Yes. But they're not really working as trippy wires yet.
I know, because I opted into your list today and I did not get offered any products.
You didn't?
No.
Because I haven't set it up yet.
No, I was pretty disappointed, actually. I was expecting to see something.
But you did sign up. So you saw that there was a sign up.
Yes. So tell me about that. Because last time we talked about how you really needed to get your on-site conversion rate up. So has that worked?
You've done much better. I'm actually at almost 12% this month, which I was not at. Like,
that's amazing.
I know. I'm really excited. So I didn't do much different. I just changed my products, like the login, the freebie that I was giving away. I changed that. I've been a little bit better about the way I use my copy. So I changed some of my words to make it more like get them interested and not just like, hey, here's this freebie. You should get it. So I changed that. And yeah, so I've grown. When I met last time, it was 450 people, and now I have over 1,800.
Oh my gosh. So it's more than quadrupled since you were last on.
Yes.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's very exciting. Very exciting. And that's exactly, I'm so excited that you're up to 12%, but I have to say, after going on your site, I think you could get that up even more, because what happened to me is the first thing that came up was the welcome mat. So I'm assuming your welcome mat is probably converting pretty high.
It actually converts less than my leaving one. Hey, before you leave. Pop-up.
Oh, okay. The pop-up, the exit intent box.
Yes.
So I don't think I got the exit intent box.
Because you opted in on the first one?
No, because I didn't opt in. And then I was trying to find a way to opt in after that. And I couldn't find anything on your homepage to let me opt in.
Well, it's there. It's hiding. It's more in posts because most of my people come
I know. That's how I got. I actually did opt in, was I ended up going in. I was like, let me just check and see if she's included any opt-ins in her posts. And then I was
all okay. The posts. At
so
least
I give you like a B+. But I think if you want an A, you got to get a few more things on there.
Yes, I need to redo the page again. I've redone it since we hung out, but I need to do it better. Yeah, my little significant other, he's getting in the website building. So can you just build that for me? So
Okay.
Add more opt-ins. Did you opt in through one that asked for the name and email right on the post, or did you click and go to like a landing page?
I went to a landing page.
What did you think of that?
It's not lead pages.
Right. I know. I
feel very strongly about lead pages. I feel like I'm a lead page like ambassador, which I am not. I mean, I am an affiliate. So if you want to go find my affiliate link for lead pages, you can go to eliteblogacademy.com/resources and click on that link. But since this is a podcast and anybody's listening, you'll probably just go to lead pages. So right. If you decide to go through my affiliate link, that's awesome. But I truly do. We've used lead pages for such a long time. And we've tested it against so many things because there's a few things I don't love about like how clunky it is. Mm-hmm. It just converts. It converts so much better.
Yes. I put EBA aside for a little bit while I focused on doing my book, and I got back into unit 9, and it says to get on the lead page train. So I went there and I'm like, okay, but it's on my to-do list for next week.
Okay.
The March to-dos.
Okay. I will take that.
Ask about that. Do you think that that's solely the reason? Because I will get people who will get to my landing page and like 35% of those will go into the shopping cart, and then only 35% of those actually buy.
Yeah. So that's actually not so you're talking about like your sales page, right? Your sales page conversion rate. And that's actually not a bad sales page conversion rate.
Really?
So, because if you... So say you have 100 people that come to your page, mm-hmm. and 36% of those people go to the cart.
Go to the cart. So that's like 30, 35.
So that equals 36 people. And then another 35% of those people actually purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that 12.6 people are out of 100 are converting. So that's a 12.6% conversion rate on your actual sales page, which actually is pretty good for a sales page.
Okay.
But I think with lead pages, honestly, it could be even better.
Even better.
And yes, because lead pages, we have tested our sales pages. We've tried building in it, even when they on the outside look like the same page,
mm-hmm.
one built on lead pages versus one built on a website, the lead page one converts. I don't know what it is. It's like some voodoo that they've got going on. But I would say that for your opt-in pages, and mm-hmm. I would want you to have, if you switch to lead pages, you'll have this option too. Instead of having somebody go to a separate landing page where you're going to lose people, have a button on that box and have it be a pop-up box that pops up right in that post. And you'll probably see a much higher conversion rate on that.
Yes.
If you're already up to 12% with what you're doing, I think you could get up to like 15 or 20% conversion rate.
That would be good. Yeah.
It would be really good. Because you're never going to be a site that has like hundreds of thousands of page views. So you really need to focus on conversion rate and converting those people.
Exactly. Yes. And I do a 50% conversion on those landing pages that are for a freebie.
Okay.
I was like, that's okay, but I think it should be more like 100. If you made it there, you should be just signing in. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. For a landing page for a free opt-in, I'd want to see a minimum of 60%, but I mean, some of ours get like 70, 80% conversion rate when somebody's on that landing page. So
exactly.
Yeah, you'll see, and with the lead box, you'll probably see like an 80 to 90% conversion rate. If they click the box, then it's like a micro commitment, and then they tend to actually finish opting in.
Yes. So it is on my list. I'm doing that.
Okay, good. I like that. So what else is going on?
Well, I have these books now, so I'm trying to sell those, and I'm really trying to like start to actually monetize and turn this into a legitimate business.
Yes.
Yes. So when we hung out, I think I'd only made like $70, and I ended up making like a little over $300 for the entire year of 2019, which is not a livable. So I've done much better this month, but I'm wondering now that I'm wanting to move in, if there's any tricks or tips or anything that I should be doing to really help that.
Yes. Yeah. So, because now you've made some smaller products that you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of those products that you're selling, what's your highest converting one?
Well, the writing notebook. That's because I just did a flash sale on that.
You did. So how are you selling those things? Just flash sales to your list?
Done any pushing of any sort yet. I just sent out an email because there was a picture book pitch on Twitter. So I was like, hey, I have this course. You should get it. And also know that there's a Twitter thing. And that's how I got a couple of sales. And then I was getting ready to launch. So I did like a repeat baby seed launch with my writing notebook.
Okay.
And then jump back into the sales.
So how much is the writing notebook?
$27.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how, like, what does it include?
It's got everything to put down your ideas, everything to take your idea from a finished outline. So it'll have a plot, a card, how to like build it. It'll have scene cards to go in depth. And then once you have everything built, then it also has submission trackers. So you can get it and keep track of who you're submitting to, because you don't want to submit to the same people. So it's everything to go from beginning to end with your book.
Oh, so that's like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would come up with a better name. It needs a better name.
Okay.
Because this is like everything you need to write your kid's book, right?
Yeah. I called it the ultimate writing binder is technically its name.
So I think you could do better than that. Yeah, I think, probably. Yeah, I think you need it, especially because it's for kids books specifically. So nothing about the ultimate writing binder specifically speaks to the fact that you're there to write, like to help people write their kids book, because it's very specific to that.
Yes.
So I think I would come up with like a pretty cute name for it. Really think through that, come up with something that's like catchy. And I would up the price, the regular price to $47 probably. Okay. And I would do it as your tripwire for sure to whatever the thing was that I opted in for, which was, I think, some sort of outlining my kids' book.
Yeah. Children's book template.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect upsell to that. So you should have something like that that's offered right away. So you give people this one-time offer, like maybe you say, one time only, you can get it for $22 instead of $27 or something like that, or $19 instead of $27. And then you re-offer it in your welcome sequence, really kind of early on in your welcome sequence.
For the whole price in the welcome sequence?
For the $27 price.
Yeah, for the full price. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But the regular price is $47.
Yes.
Yes.
So discount 27.
To discount it to 27.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But have a timer on that page. So they only get a small amount of time to grab that for the $27 price.
Okay. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. I feel like I've been researching tripwires for about 4 months and I haven't really started them yet. Mm. I'm not sure I'm grasping.
This is still a recurring theme.
It's like I'm not grasping what
okay. Well, let me
lead pages. I've been building them on a different site, so it's like I don't have that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. So this is actually something that I just went over with my I had some people here in Florida for a Get Raised workshop, and it was product school. And so we were specifically talking about products and what are the different types of products and what are the different things. So if you're going to have some sort of program, so you're working on your big program. Your program is what you would do a baby seed launch for. Your program is the thing that you like do a full launch for, that you test out as you're, you outline it only the first time where you're just kind of putting it out there, but you don't have it all completed and you're really interactive with people the first time because your whole goal is to get interaction on there and to get people's feedback. So that you can create something that people like is really going to help create the results that you want to create for people. And that's your program. So generally your program is going to be something that's at least $100 or $97 or and above. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see people create programs for less than that as a general rule. And anything less than that is more of what I would consider a tripwire type product. So this one is something that I would consider a tripwire type product. It's something that is, it's high value. It's something that's really helpful for people, but it's something that you should be offering to people as soon as they get on your list, because you have such a highly specialized list and people are super, they're coming to you because they are interested in writing a kid's book. Like it is so targeted. Yes. That your product right off the bat needs to be, okay, here you go. So a lot of times what I find really successful with the tripwire or the opt-in lead magnet tripwire combo mm-hmm. is that the lead magnet provides the what. So for you, it might be what does it take to write a kid's book or, you know, what are the essential elements of a kid's book? Like, I actually think that the template that you're giving away right now mm-hmm. probably could be your tripwire number one. And then this book could be like the tripwire number two. You could actually do a two-part upsell so that maybe the template that you're giving away for free. And I haven't actually looked at it, but it sounds big. It sounds like something you could sell versus give away. Do you feel like that too?
Maybe like a $9 product. It's a two-page and it'll get you a full outline.
Oh, two pages. So it's not super crazy. Okay, if it's two pages, then it might be. I haven't looked at it yet. I opted in for it yet, but I didn't go and check it to see if the email arrived. Okay, so then that probably is, but I think I would, then that's probably good for your opt-in. And then in that case, your upsell, your tripwire is the perfect thing because this is going to actually show you how to apply it. So you're giving them the what. Here's the template. Here's kind of what you need to do. But now the tripwire is the how for that. Does that make sense? This is now I'm going to show you how to do this thing. And that's sort of what you want to convey when you have this tripwire. So basically what happens is when somebody opts in that thank you page, I think I just got a thank you page that had a little GIF with Rachel and Phoebe on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, being all excited, which was cute. I mean, you could still keep that on there, but what you really want to do is have that little woohoo, your thing is on its way, but now you need this. But now are you really serious about wanting to write a kid's book? Let me show you exactly how to do it. If you know, with this awesome name product, I can walk you through exactly what you need to do to lay out your entire kids book. And then you have a sales page that's kind of showing that whole thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, but you build it as a sales page, right?
But you build it as a sales page, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And I need to swap programs so that I can do that. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So do you, does that make sense to you? So are you with me on that one?
Yes. Okay. Very much so.
Okay.
Yes. So I need to add those. That's step number one. Step number two is then create my new giant course product.
Yes. Well, you don't need to create the whole giant course product.
I'm a procrastinator. I feel like if I don't,
you feel like you need to have the whole thing created.
Like
no.
Fully created. You know, because if I only give myself like 2 days, I might not perform very well. It might be like a halfway done course, you know?
So what you can do is, what I would like to see you do is outline your entire course. And have a pretty extensive outline of what you think that you need to be teaching in each lesson and why you need to be teaching that, how you're planning to lay it out, and have all of that done. Have, you know, you can create a mock-up for your course and have all the materials in there for your sales page. Make it look like it's an actual product. But don't film all the videos. Don't create all the curriculum. Don't create all the worksheets and all of that stuff. Just do the one for the very first lesson. Okay. Just the one for the very first lesson. No. And I actually would want you to deliver your lesson live. I would prefer for you to deliver the lesson live versus doing it just as a video that you give people. That's the second choice, but I think it's actually better to do it live the first time, because you want to have people who are super engaged with what you're teaching and who are giving you feedback, because they're going to start to ask questions that you never even anticipated.
Yes.
And then you'll know for the next lesson, okay, I kind of have an idea of what I need to say for the next lesson, but now based on the feedback that I got, like, I thought they were here and they're actually here. So now I better kind of tweak this or change this. And you'll start to see the questions that are coming. And yes, it is a little bit intense for that time period that you're doing the live version of it, but it also, you don't have to do all this anticipation part, especially as a procrastinator. Don't do all this work of trying to tweak it and make it perfect ahead of time, because it's not going to be. So the great part about a baby seed launch is that you get to take the pressure off of yourself of thinking it needs to be perfect, because you're very open with your people. Like, this is the first time I'm ever offering this, and that's why I'm doing it live. Because I want to make sure that I am helping you along the way and answering all of the questions that you have. This is your only opportunity for me to actually walk you through the process of writing your book. Like, how amazing is that for the people that are part of it? Like, that they're going to get so much value out of it that then you get such amazing testimonials and you know what people are asking, so that when you launch the course for real, you know exactly what needs to be included.
Yes. And it's funny, I did just ask my list if they're interested in videos like that, and everyone was pretty much 100% yes, let's do it. And then I didn't ask me anything for part of my book launch, so then they could come and ask me all these questions. So I was getting a little bit of practice.
Good. Good. Wow, you have come such a long way.
This, I know, it feels like it's been a year.
You have just slayed that, girl.
Yeah, you know, that little poker.
I love it. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. So but you're launching that in May is the plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Second book comes out in June. So I feel like May is a good time.
Okay.
Time.
Yep. I love it. That's amazing. So in the meantime, I would get your tripwire converting. I think I would only focus on the one. Like, the problem with creating all of these different products at the same time, I love that you're just selling stuff that all of a sudden you're like, well, forget this. I'm going to start selling things and creating things. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's not that you have to get rid of them right now. But I would say focus on one at a time and focus on optimizing one at a time. And I think whatever one is selling the most, that's where you start. And figure out, how can I optimize this? How can I optimize the sales page? How can I optimize this as a tripwire? How can I include it in my welcome sequence and actually give people another opportunity to buy? If you want to build out your welcome sequence even more than that then and offer some of the other products, great, do that. But I think that if you can get one thing really converting well, like one lead magnet into a tripwire converting well, then you can also think about doing paid ads to start to grow your list a little bit more.
Yes. I've been doing paid ads and they're not, like, I kind of feel like I'm just spending money.
Yeah. I need, you don't have a tripwire. Don't do paid ads until you have a tripwire.
Yes. So that's the goal. I already outlined my entire sales page. So I just have to build it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And I set up an automation on my email. So then I get testimonials automatically from anyone who purchases anything.
Oh, that's really good.
Yes. So I have testimonials for my binder that we need to rename.
Perfect. Yes. Having testimonials on your sales page is really good. Like any testimonial is preferable to no testimonial. Having somebody's first and last name is preferable to not have like to something anonymous. Having a picture along with a first and last name is preferable to just a first and last name. And then having a video is even better, but I wouldn't worry about video testimonials for anything except your program. So that's okay. When you get people in your program, and then you can have them submit videos afterwards.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. Awesome.
Wow. Brooke, sounds like you are like kicking butt and taking names, and I love it. I love seeing that. So what was your biggest takeaway/aha moment from coming on the show the first time?
Honestly, it was knowing that I was holding myself back, and it was allowing myself to just do it and to stop like waiting for someone else to give me permission. And so like my confidence is way up, and I'm like, yes, I can do this. Like I have a book now. It exists. It's and no one had to like tell me that it was good enough. So that really
makes me so happy. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Congratulations. Well,
thanks for doing that for me.
Back and letting us know how you're doing. You're welcome. And I hear you guys have a support group. How's that going?
Yes, it's super great. It's really helpful because, you know, everyone's at different stages. So we're all like, here, check out our tripwire. Check out this. Or, oh, I've been doing what Ruth told me. What do you think? And yeah, so it's been really awesome.
That's amazing. I love it so much. All right. Well, thank you, Brooke. And I wish you all the best and happy wedding. Congratulations on your upcoming marriage. And yes, I can't wait to hear how your baby seed launch goes.
Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for joining my list. You'll know.
I'll be stalking you from now on. So you'll
perfect.
Know. All right. See ya.
See ya.
I am so stinking proud of Brooke and all the changes that she's made over the past 6 months. I truly can't wait to see what happens next as she works to get her program off the ground. In the meantime, guys, don't forget that if you would like to get all the show notes for this episode, along with all the links to everything that we just talked about, you can find it all at doitscared.com/episode102. Once again, get all the show notes and links on our website at doitscared.com/episode102. And then don't forget to grab your free copy of my best-selling book, How to Blog for Profit Without Selling Your Soul, at eliteblogacademy.com/book. And then before we go, I just want to say, as always, that I love hearing from you. So if you have any questions about what we talked about today, any other topics you want to see addressed here on the Do It Scared podcast, if you have any questions you want to ask for our quick win episodes, please feel free to reach out either via email at ruth@ruthsukup.com or just by messaging me on Instagram. And that about does it for this episode of the Do It Scared with Ruth Sukup podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if you liked what you heard, I would love it if you would post a review on iTunes. And then while you're there, be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes. And speaking of upcoming episodes, be sure to tune in next week as we chat with one of the most inspiring people I've ever met, Ashkay Nanavati, the founder of Fearvana. Guys, Ashkay has an incredible story and one you won't want to miss, one you won't soon forget. So I will catch you then.